This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just as we in the American credit card using economy start to get a grip on security, we've got chips in our cards now, right? Well behind the rest of the world, to be sure, and we're still without pins, so you know there's that. But just as we begin to get our credit card security act together, the bad guys are moving on. Your phone number is now what identity thieves want as they come up with ever more creative ways to steal not just your money, but to take over your financial accounts entirely. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
The Bennetts, Tiffany and Kevin, live near Columbia, South Carolina. And one day, Tiffany got an email from her phone company saying the password on their joint account had been changed.
But I actually didn't think anything of it because he and I share an account and we do that sometimes. And I meant to check with Kevin to see if he had done it, and it slipped my mind.
After all, this was her cell phone, not like it was her credit card or something.
When I really knew something was wrong and put everything together was a couple hours later when all of a sudden my texting wouldn't work.
Thieves had somehow gotten the username and password the Bennetts used to access their account with their phone company. They may have hacked the phone company or they may have hacked a different website where the Bennetts used the same username and password. However they got the information, the thieves logged in, changed the password, and transferred Tiffany Bennett's phone number to a new phone, locking her out.
Her phone number still worked. It just rang on the phone that they had. And the stranger up in New York was getting all her texts and phone calls. And
Tiffany's husband, Kevin.
And then that's what they used to enroll in Apple Pay using one of our credit card accounts that they also had access to.
Crooks used the phone number to impersonate the Bennetts with their credit card company. When the credit card company texted to say, "Is everything okay?" the thief could just say, "Yep, sure is." The crooks ended up purchasing hundreds of dollars worth of stuff.
Mobile phone account hijacking doubled in 2016.
Mike Bremer is vice president of consumer protection at Experian. Hacking phones makes it easier for a fraudster to then hack into a bank account or credit card. It's a type of fraud called account takeover, and cell phones are often the key.
In 2016, account takeover fraud was about $2.3 billion worldwide, but it was up 61%.
Thieves are now taking over all kinds of accounts, not just phone lines, and locking people out. Ken Miser is with ID Analytics.
Card, auto, demand deposit accounts, checking accounts, and 401k accounts.
Yes, even 401k accounts. There are a couple reasons why account takeover fraud of all different kinds is blowing up. Greg Goff is with LifeLock, which, by the way, provides underwriting support for Marketplace.
With the advent of the chip being placed in credit cards, it has lowered the value of stealing a credit card number. They're moving on to other more lucrative types of fraud.
When someone takes over your account, they can change your security questions and your passwords. The nasty part about it is that when you call up to try and get your account back, you sound like the shady one. You don't know your new password, your security question. You sometimes don't have access to your phone. Tiffany Bennett.
It was a logistical nightmare just with all of our different accounts and making sure that they were protected and explaining about the phone number because they would want to call the phone number to verify. And it was just a mess.
The Bennetts were eventually able to get their phone back and the fraudulent charges removed. Experts say there are a few things you can do to limit the damage and risk of account takeover. First, do not use the same password for multiple accounts, including your phone. LifeLock's Greg Goff.
Identity thieves buy thousands of hacked usernames and passwords, and then they just run bots to see where that login succeeds.
Other options to protect yourself include getting a separate low-limit credit card for online shopping, don't use public Wi-Fi to check sensitive accounts, and do use two-factor authentication. But what the experts come back to again and again is do not reuse passwords. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.